Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the things that the Lord has shown me. At the end of this video, please go and resubscribe to my channel because people are not getting their notifications. And also subscribe to my blog. The link is down below because they also send out notifications and they're pretty good about getting those out. So you'll be able to know when I put something out again soon. I also have 4 forums that I started for my listeners and subscribers. And the link is the links for all 4 of them are down below. Please go and check them out and come and join us in the discussions. Today I want to bring you a warning message that I received from the Lord today, the 6th of July, 2020. In this message, the Lord was talking to me about the mark of the beast, and it's because during the time of prayer, I asked him about this mark of the beast because I have been reading a lot of things out there on the internet that had me a little concerned. People saying that the rapture will come before the mark of the beast, and the Lord hasn't shown me one way or the other if that's true. I just don't know. And also people are actually setting dates on when the Lord is coming back. And so I actually got a message concerning this. During this message, he also brought up something that I thought was interesting. And I wanted to tell you about that beforehand. He kind of talked about a time of weakness that is coming. And this will be a time when people will want to get the mark of the beast because they're hurting. And, you know, their flesh is hurting. We're either hungry. There's a threat to our family. I don't exactly know what it will look like. But it will be in a time of weakness. It could be because this new pandemic that will be coming will be so horrific that we'll want to take the mark. I don't really know exactly how it's going to play out, but there's going to be a time of weakness that's going to be coming, and the Lord is urging us in this message to remain strong and not to cave in during this time, because there will be believers, a lot of believers who might fall for this. They might go ahead and take the mark thinking that the Lord will forgive them. And as we know in Scripture and Revelation, it says if you get the mark, you know, that's it. There's no turning back. So we have to be highly aware of what's going on around us and understand that this is not going to be a picnic. This is going to be a very rough time. If we are still here during that time, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be very, very difficult. And I believe the Lord is giving us a warning about it. So let me go ahead and read this to you now. After praying in my mind's eye, I saw the Lord sitting on a humongous mountain, high, high, high up in the sky. I saw him from the back. He was sitting at the very edge of the mountain. I mean, the very, very edge. And when I looked out, it was like I could see the whole world. That's how tall it was, how big it was, brothers and sisters. And I heard this from the Lord. I heard, "This is Mount Zion, a holy place where one can see," excuse me, let me say that again. "This is Mount Zion, a holy place where one can see clearly everything on the earth." And at that point, I felt the presence of the Lord with me, and I felt that I was standing on a holy place, and I knelt down before the Lord. And then he continued with this message. Excuse me. "I am coming when my Heavenly Father tells me to go, not 1 minute sooner, not 1 minute later. Woe to those who preach the exact date, because it is not from me or of me. Many will go through great tribulations before I come. So I say, occupy and wait patiently like a farmer who waits for his crops to grow and be harvested. The mark of the beast will be a game changer, and overnight the world will be a different place. Many will receive it and become compromised humans. not being able to discern truth, justice, or righteousness. Instead, they will become slaves to their new father, the devil. This will be the great falling away that is spoken about in my word. Take the mark and die a humble second death in the lake of fire. It is the ultimate betrayal to me, who came to redeem and save the lost. Once the choice has been made, there is no turning back. Let me repeat, there is no turning back. So resolve in your mind what you will do. Will you stand up for me or choose to worship another? Beware that the enemy will set up the stage to make it seem like you have no choice. It will come during much hardship, when your very being and flesh will long for relief. It will be in this weak place that the enemy will lure many into his kingdom. Stay strong, my beloveds, and turn to me during this moment of weakness and decision. I will provide the strength that you need at this time. Lean not on your own understanding. Lean not on your own strength, for it will fail. Come now, all who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The clock ticks towards midnight, and the bridegroom comes. Are you ready? And that was the end of that part of the message. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, obviously, you know, you're pointing to the mark of the beast and us getting ready, but what must we do to get ready? And I heard 17 things. Now, this is no way the only things you need to do to get ready, but this is the things that I heard from the Lord right now. So I'm going to read them. They're very quick. Please hang in there to the end of the video so you can hear these 17 things. The first one is this: humble yourself daily before the Lord. Number two, get rid of your prideful ways. Number three, confess your sins daily. Four, believe and have faith in all things good. Five, reject evil and its ways. Six, spend quality time in prayer. Seven, study the word of God. Eight, serve and help those around you. Nine, remain faithful to the word of God. 10, hear the Lord's voice. 11, walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. 12, love the Lord with all of your heart, mind, soul. 13, love others as yourself. 14, watch your tongue. 15, proclaim the Lord from the rooftops. 16, sacrifice on his behalf. And I think that means like fasting. 17, do not be wise in your own eyes. All right, brothers and sisters. Then the Lord led me to Isaiah 33. Please go and read that today if you get a chance. It's a very encouraging chapter of what is to come. And the Lord showed me also through this chapter about the fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It also says here that the fear of the Lord is a key to this treasure that I'm about to read. And how do we fear the Lord? Well, we give the Lord respect. It's not a fear like terror. The enemy brings fear, which is terror. That's not what I'm talking about. Fear of the Lord is showing the Lord respect and knowing that he is all powerful. Therefore, we will obey his voice. All right, in verse 2 it says this: O Lord, be gracious to us. We long for you. Be our strength every morning, our salvation in time of distress. And verse 5 and 6 say this: The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. He will fill Zion with justice and righteousness. He will be the sure foundation for your times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. Shalom, brothers and sisters.